Okay, here we go. What? What are you dingling about? Well, hello, Pinkies. It's the Faye Driver. I'm fighting with my car this morning. We are off. Today we are going to buy more crap. Why is it that anytime I go anywhere, it is always to go buy more crap? Why don't I ever just go anywhere and just be there and then come back? No, anywhere I have to go, I have to get out the magic wallet and whip out the cash. So today, you're probably wondering, where are we going today? Well, I don't think I told you that the little green truck with a big heart was sick. Not extremely sick, but I have to go get a little bit of an electronic part, which is technically known as the output shaft speed sensor. I know that is meaningless to you. Basically, what it is it's a sensor that knows how fast the drive shaft is spinning, which helps the vehicle to determine when to shift. So, consequently, because this sensor is not functioning properly, the truck does not want to shift when it's supposed to, so it's acting kind of weird. So, I'm going to go buy that piece of machinery. I need new blades for my rechargeable razor, because my razor is the cutting blade is basically mucked up on it. So in order to stop hurting myself when I'm shaving, I'm going to go get a new razor blade. Razor cutting head, I guess it's called. It's not really a razor blade. So I'm going to do that, and I might try to get a haircut. Because I desperately need a haircut. And then I have to go home, go to bed, so I can go to work. So that's our big adventure today. Now, I would like to say a couple of things. Sater69, thank you very much for that lovely audio boo you did about me. So sweet and generous with your kind comments. Thank you very much. I certainly did appreciate it. Which I did kind of respond on Twitter, but I wanted to make sure that you knew that I appreciated it. You know Twitter. I've been finding that I've been wasting a lot of time. Staring at my phone. Things like playing Words with Friends. I spoke about that in the last episode. And hanging with friends. And I've pretty much decided I'm going to quit hanging with friends. Part of the reason is because it's so slow. It takes forever after you've played your word or whatever it is you do. Takes forever to update, and it's just so frustrating. Like, it takes so long that my phone falls back asleep. So I've had it. So I'm not playing that game anymore. But really, what I'm getting at today is I waste my time playing Words with Friends, hanging with friends, and then I'm on Twitter. I noted one day that it took me 30 minutes to work through my Twitter feeds to see all the things that everybody was on about. And this is not productive. This is not a productive way to spend the day, is 30 minutes wasted. And that's just one session. Like, I look at Twitter at least two times, probably 3-4 times a day. So, I could be wasting probably an hour a day looking at Twitter. I don't know, it's an addiction that I'm just not comfortable with. I'm really seriously considering not participating in Twitter. I'm definitely not getting on Google Plus. Daniel Brewer, you can forget about that. Google Plus. So, I don't know, you know, but you have to maintain a web presence, don't you? Why do we feel such a strong need to maintain our presence? Possibly it's because it's the only friends I have are on Twitter. Oh, dear. So, I don't know. Twitter, won't you? I had a very lovely conversation with my good friend, B. Frank. We had a very lovely chat in person, live, speaking, voice to voice. I really enjoyed that. I hope we can do that again. Although I might have talked too much. Do you think I talk too much? I don't know. I have a podcast in which I talk too much. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. Now, listen, an interesting thing occurred this weekend with me and Mr. Anderson. Mr. Anderson said to me... Sorry, I should close my sunroof there. Mr. Anderson said to me, how much does $100, if you had $100 today, what could you spend it on versus if you had $100 when you were in high school or when you just graduated, how much could you spend, what could you get for $100 when you were in high school? And what can you get today for $100? And what would you spend it on? So I said, well, for me, in 1985, I would have spent it on gasoline, cigarettes, and liquor. And then I said, and today, I'd spend it on gasoline, cigarettes, and liquor. But it was an interesting question. I wonder how much gasoline, cigarettes, and liquor you would be able to buy today over 30 years ago. Thank you, sir, for not blinking. Thank you for not turning on your turn signal indicator, thereby letting me know where you were going to go. I'll just wait for you to go wherever the hell you bloody well please. We'll all just wait for you in this lineup. Thank you, sir, for not turning on your blinker, because really, we weren't really interested. Thank you. Okay, now that I've spouted off about that, I'm at my first destination already, so I'm going to sign off for a moment while I go in and spend some money on car parts. All right, so I have purchased my car parts. Now we are heading to the big mall to get razor parts and what else? A haircut. I think that is the next destination. Off we go. Back up. Don't kill any pedestrians today. Thank you. I don't know. What else do I have to say? We've survived Halloween. It is over. And we didn't have very many kids this year. Halloween was on a Monday, so that may have had something to do with it. It was a little bit cold, and it's so freaking dark out. I mean, fiddle faddle. It was dark by 6:30, I think. And... you know, if I was a parent, I wouldn't want my kids going out. Bus. Go ahead, bus. Yeah, you're welcome. I think, you know, last year we had about 100 kids, and this year, I don't know if we even hit 50. So, it's kind of boring. Nobody was really spectacular. One guy was wearing his hockey jersey, and asked him, well, what are you? I'm some hockey guy, some hockey name. And I said, well, turn around and show me your name on the back. No, he didn't have any. All he was wearing was a freaking hockey shirt. So, and like some of these kids are 16, 17 years old. So, how are we getting? You're telling me we can't go? What the hell? There's all kinds of construction around here, and the roads are completely effed up. Oh, here we are, 7 East. We've have some major network changes, road network changes occurring around here, and every once in a while they just decide out of the blue to close roads without really giving you any warning. And then you got to read the signs very carefully. Exit closed. Don't take this exit. And then you have to, figure out the detour, some complicated detour. Anyway, you don't care about any of that. So, yes, we've survived Halloween. It is now November the 1st. Rabbit. And, it's actually a nice sunny day. I've already taken Max the dog out for a walk. And I've done a bunch of chores. Got some laundry on the go right now in my washing machine's doing laundry. And I'm out enjoying the somewhat sunny weather. The other thing I wanted to tell you about was a new podcast for me. Not a new podcast in general. But I've just recently started listening to Game Night Guys. And it's a very nice podcast. A couple of guys. They seem very sweet. They're very friendly and... You know, we've been hearing about this podcast from various sources, such as How Much Do We Love Rob and Sarah. They promoted this podcast about probably 6 months ago or so. And you know, I'm so leery of taking on new podcasts, but I gave this one a try. Mostly because they were in the Pride 48. They were involved in Pride 48. So that's why I started listening to them. Someone has put out a bunch of jack-o'-lanterns that spell out Lorraine and Charlene. Or something like that. Isn't that cute? They've spelled letters into 16 or so... pumpkins, and it says Lorraine and Charlene on the side of the road with a bunch of flowers around it. Oh, I bet they died there. Yeah, of course, that's what it is. Some memoriam. You know, I'm not a fan of the memorial things on the side of the road. I don't know. You know, people die. It's tragic. As you can tell, this is why I'm in emergency services, because I'm really a caring, tender-hearted person. Oh, they're dead. Who cares? Anyway, so listen to Game Night Guys. They're some very tender-hearted, caring people. They sound like it anyway. Brian and Michael, or Mike. From the Game Night Guys podcast. I've just started listening, and I'm on like episode 5 or something like that, and I'm sure they're up to 50 or 60 by now. They don't number their episodes. Why is it that people don't number their episodes? I like to know where I am in time, you know? Am I early in inception, or are we old and tired? Like, are we on episode number 900 and whatever Big Fatty's on? It sort of helps you to gauge, like, how good is this podcast going to be? big fatty who thinks I'm farting all the time in my car. What are you? What episode are you on, big fatty? Oh, you're not even on that. Oh, well. Anyway, so check out Game Night Guys, www.gamenightguys.com. I think you'll enjoy it. They're short episodes. They're about 30 minutes, typically. Sometimes less, sometimes a wee bit more. And they're just really lovely guys. They're fun to hang around with. I really enjoy spending my time with them. So do that. So, I don't know, this is pretty boring, I guess. I don't have anything more exciting to talk about. I might as well just end it here. I'm not going to play any music. So I'll say goodbye. And thank you for listening. And maybe next time we meet, I'll have something fantastic to tell you about. Like that I got the little green truck with a big heart fixed and it shifts properly. Maybe that'll be our next adventure. Maybe we'll go for a test drive in Little Green Truck with a Big Heart after I've fixed the shifting. Okay. A good a bye. Are you kidding? I did that whole thing without recording. God damn it. Oh, and I'm not paying attention. I want to turn. I'm just screwing up royally. Well, I just recorded a long diatribe about the Game Night Guys. Oh, I'm not going to do that. I'll do it on the way home.